Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 99 of the JB Sism Show. Today, I'm talking about the healthy, balanced life that you're going to want. I'm going to help you bring your life back in sync.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now, here's your host, Jason Sism.
And my goal each and every week is to help you take your message to the next level. Well, my friends, welcome to another episode of the JB Sism Show. My name is Jason Sism, and this is episode 99. And if this is the first time you're listening to this show is dedicated to helping you find your voice so you can succeed in your family, your ministry, and your life. That's right, my friends. My goal is to give you the tools that you need so you can transform lives and reach the world with the message that God has put on your heart. Well, people have been on health kicks for quite some time, and we see on TV all kinds of ways that one can lose weight fast. You take this pill, drink this potion, and if you don't see a significant notice in your life, well, get a refund and keep the steak knives as our gift to you. Well, in today's episode, my friends, I'm talking about living a healthy, balanced life, and it doesn't matter what you're writing or doing in your life. If anything is out of sync inside, we will not be effective as communicators with the message that God has given us. Well, my friends, I'm excited about today's show. Stick around. This one is going to be fun. Well, my friends, as always, it is good to be back behind the microphone. And we are on episode 99, which means next week will be the 100th episode of this show. So I'm already starting to plan and plot how the 100th episode is going to go, and I'm really excited because it's going to be good. Now, I probably say that every episode is going to be good because I truly love every episode that I do. Now, maybe some people don't like every episode I produce, but I enjoy everything that I produce. So there you have it. Well, next week is 100 episodes. That is a huge, huge milestone, and I would not have gotten this far if it wasn't for you listening to this show. So for those of you, I say thank you for listening, because without your ears, my voice would fall in a forest. Kind of like that, you know, if a tree is in the forest and it falls and nobody's around to hear it, does it still make a sound? It's kind of how I feel sometimes. Is this show making a difference in people's lives? But I can't tell you how many people I have talked to where they have said, Jason, thank you for producing the show, and please keep producing more episodes. Well, today, my friends, we're talking about a healthy, balanced life and kind of what that looks like. I was thinking about today's show, thinking about what today's topic was going to be, and I wanted to kind of go away a little bit from the mechanics of writing, the mechanics of blogging, which is kind of a topic that I've really been on as of late. And I wanted to talk a little bit more about the mindset of writing and what it means for us as individuals as we're walking through this life of putting pen to paper, what it really looks like. And if something in our life is out of sync, our writing actually can suffer. Our writing can fail us. And so I wanted to talk about, how do we live a healthy, balanced life? And I got to be completely honest with you. There are days when it is very difficult for me to do this blog. There are days I sweat the small stuff. There's days I wonder if it's even worth continuing on what I'm doing. Some days I wonder, should I just hang up the hat and call it a day and close down the site and move back to WordPress.com and just get rid of all the investment I've made. I have those thoughts, and yeah, it might be that insecurity with inside of me. And sometimes I feel that, well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what my voice is saying. There's a zillion other voices out there. But here's the deal. If there's anything in our life that is amiss, and if there's anything in our life that we don't like, we can change it. All we have to do is get ourselves back into the right mindset and remind ourselves, why is it that we're writing? Why is it that we started this blog in the first place? And the whole reason why I started jbcism.com was to help people go deeper in their lives, to help people take their lives to the next level. And that has shifted and that has changed over the years, but the message has remained the same. I want people to succeed in their family, their ministries, and their life. And my focus here at jbcism.com is to help the new writers, the new bloggers out there, and the leaders who are wanting to start this blog. I want to help them kind of narrow down their focus, narrow down their niche, so that they can get the tools that they need, transform lives, and reach the world with the message that God has given them. That's what this blog is about. That's what this podcast is all about. And if I can help just one person, and everything I do is to help that one person get to where they feel they need to go, then it's worth it. I mentioned last week I opened up my blog to personal coaching. And if you want to schedule a coaching call with me, you can certainly do that. You can go to jbcism.com/clarity. jbcism.com/clarity. And I charge $100 an hour. And but the cool thing is, if you use 5 minutes of my time, I'm only going to charge you for 5 minutes of my time. I'm not going to charge you $100. So it comes out to about $1.60 a minute. So you can't go wrong there. So if you only need to pick my brain for 5-10 minutes, then you're only going to get charged 5-10 minutes. So that's pretty cool. So if you want some one-on-one coaching and you want that kind of deeper level with me, you can just go to jbcism.com/clarity. Otherwise, you can just go to jbcism.com, click on contact, and then just fill out the form, and you can email me right there. Or if you prefer, you can just do jason@jbcism.com and send me an email and say, I want to schedule a coaching call, and we will get that on the calendar for you. But the goal is, lately I've been doing some coaching. I've been coaching a good friend of mine who is a doctor and psychologist here in the Twin Cities, helping him with some ideas for his new website, new blog that he's launching, and his podcast that he's launching. And so I've been coaching him on that. And for him, he's a paying client. He pays me to give him advice and for me to do some work for him. But I don't always charge everybody. There is another individual, a good friend of mine, I actually met with today. She has three books out. She has a fourth book that she's working on. So incredibly proud of this individual. And I sat down with her for about an hour and a half today. And I just let her pour out her heart, and I gave her some coaching advice. I didn't charge her. I gave it off of the bottom of my heart. And I said, you know, here's my advice to help you along in your journey. And so my goal as a blogger, as a writer, is to help people take their message to the next level. And so when I have these thoughts of it and insecurities of, do I just hang up the hat? I have to remind myself, it is people like these two individuals who are starting to take their message to the next level That's why I do what I do. That's why I do what I do. And so I don't have to have the world's largest mailing list. I don't have to have the world's largest following, because if I can help just one person succeed in their family, their ministries, and their life, help one person get their message out into the world, help one person publish their book, then it's worth it. And right now I'm actually also currently helping another individual get their book published, helping them take their message to the next level. And this is actually going to be their very first book. I'm actually doing all of the typesetting, all of the graphic art design for them. And again, this is another partially paid gig. And partially, I say, because it's there's a lot of little nuances involved on this one, but that's okay. But the goal is, I have to remind myself why it is that I do what I do, why it is that I have this blog, why it is that I am on the board for the Minnesota Christian Writers Guild, why I do what I do, and that's to help you take your message to the next level. And when it comes to writing, when it comes to being a blogger, we have to have a healthy, balanced life. We have to know what it is that we're doing. We have to know that everything that we're doing is for people. Everything that we write, everything that we desire, everything that we think through, whether it's writing a book, whether it's thinking through writing your next blog post, whatever it is, our goal is for our listeners. Our goal is to urge them on. Our goal is to help them take their lives to the next level. Our goal is to help change their lives in some form or another. And so that's what I try to do. That's who I am. Now, I'm a pastor. I'm a believer in Jesus. And if you're not a believer in Jesus and you really don't care too much about the spiritual side of things, you could probably skip the rest of this episode, because I'm going to get a little bit preachy. I'm going to get a little bit more religious on today's episode. But that's who I am. So deal with it. But I like to turn to scripture now, because I was saying that our goal is for people. Our goal is to help the goodwill of all of people, the people that we're writing for, the people that we are wanting to minister to with our written words. And so I want to turn to scripture right now, because there's a story in the book of Acts within the Christian Bible, the Hebrew Scriptures, book of Acts chapter 2, and I'm going to read out of the New Living Translation. I'm going to start in verse 40, and I'm going to read just the next 7 verses. It says this: "Then Peter continued preaching for a long time, strongly urging all of his listeners, 'Save yourselves from this crooked generation.' Those who believed what Peter said were baptized and were added to the church that day, about 3,000 in all. All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to the sharing of meals, including the Lord's Supper and prayer. A deep sense of awe came over all of them, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders. And all the believers met together in one place and shared everything that they had. They sold their property and possessions and shared the money with those in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day. They met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and they shared their meals with great joy and generosity, and all while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day the Lord added to their fellowship those that were being saved." Now, you may be thinking this is kind of a strange verse to talk about in terms of being a writer and being a blogger, but in some regards, I don't think it is, because the first verse here, it says, "And Peter continued preaching for a long time, strongly urging his listeners." strongly urging his listeners. And he continued for a long time. In other words, it takes time. It takes hard work. And in some regards, you know, it's not necessarily about the quantity of time that's being accentuated here, because it says he continued preaching for a long time. But the strongest verse is on the word strongly urging his listeners. So it wasn't necessarily what the time frame was, the quantity of time, but it was the quality of what Peter's message was. So Peter's message was save yourselves from this crooked generation. And those who believed were baptized, 3,000 in all. I mean, that's a good day. If you're a writer and you have 3 to 5,000 people that buy your book in a single day, I would call that a huge success. And it says, and the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. So what was it that really drew them? What was it that really took them from where they were and brought them to where they needed to be? It was the quality of what was being preached, the quality of what was being said. And so the first thing I want to pull out of this piece of scripture is quality and not quantity. And I think we have this mindset. So I opened the show talking about health and talked about, you know, take this magic pill and lose the weight. Well, I think we have this mindset that the more push-ups and sit-ups that we do, the better our health is going to be. Well, what's interesting is in the FBI, agents hold to very strict, very harsh conditions in their exercise program. Every exercise has a proper way to hold the body. So when an agent is going to do a sit-up, another agent has to hold that individual's knees down at a 90-degree angle, feet together, toes pinned. Hands are to be interlocked behind the head, elbows out in a horizontal position, and maintain that position all the way through. And so the spine then needs to be at a complete straight position upon the apex of the sit-up. So when you come to the very top of the sit-up, your spine needs to be straight. You can't be curved forward. You can't be hunched forward or hunched down or slouching. You have to stay straight and keep that spine straight. And then when you lay back down, the shoulders need to touch the ground. They say the push-ups are very similar. Starting in a position, the chin is to the ground, and the push-up, keeping the back straight the entire time. There's no girl sit-up where you're on your knees. It's toes to hands, and your hands are at about shoulder length apart. And the reason is the chin needs to be touching the ground and not the nose, because the chin allows you to get closer to the ground to maintain a straighter back and to keep you from overstraining. So what the FBI is looking for here, and I know it's kind of a long explanation, but what the FBI is looking for here is a quality workout, not a quantity. So they don't care if you get 100 of them done, but if you do 20 of them correct, you're going to be better off than the person who's done 100 of them. And so I think for us as writers and us as communicators, we need to produce high-quality material that people are going to enjoy. So it doesn't matter if we're pushing out post after post or book after book. If it's not high quality, it's going to fail. And so I think the more we practice making disciples, the more we practice trying to urge our listeners, we're going to be changing lives. We're helping change lives by the words that we write. You see, Jesus said, go into all the world and make disciples of all nations. It's about the quality of the message, not necessarily the quantity. And so if we want to teach somebody and disciple them and they in turn follow our pattern and do what we did, then we've done our job. That's what discipleship is. And I think as communicators, we're discipling people through our message so that they can in turn tell more people about our message. And I would rather see one person strong in their walk of life and in their spiritual life than a lot of new writers who know nothing about the art of patience and taking the time to produce something of high quality that's going to touch the lives of people who read it. And I hope you're hearing my heart on that, and I hope you are getting something out of this. Hold on, I'm going to grab a drink of water. Oh, that was good stuff. I am not really going to edit much of today's episode. It's kind of funny. My battery died just a little bit ago, and I had to hit the record button. I had recorded a lot of this already, and so I'm having to re-record this because my battery's died on my recorder. Oops, should have checked those before I started. So look for quality. Don't look for quantity, because we want to produce good quality stuff. Number two, we need in our lives a good prayer life and a good reading life. You know, if we're on a diet in our spiritual lives, our spiritual lives are going to need prayer, and they're going to need devotions, or they're going to need some kind of a reading program. See, if we don't have a healthy balance of both prayer and reading in our lives, one area of our life or the other is going to start faltering. So if we have a lot of the Word of God or a lot of reading and none of the Spirit of God and none of the prayer part of our life, we're going to puff up or we're going to dry up with knowledge. But if we have the Spirit of God deep inside of us and we have none of the Word, we're not imparting something into our lives, into our spirit, and we're just praying all the time because that's all we can hope to do, we're going to blow up. But if we use prayer and reading in conjunction with one another, our lives are going to be stronger and we're actually going to grow up. And so I think we need to start remembering that whether it's you're reading the Bible, the Word of God, or you're reading a self-help book, or you're reading some other book that's going to enrich your life, enrich your heart, enrich your spirit and soul, it's like a seed, and the nitrogen in the soil of our hearts will begin to germinate it. And that's where prayer comes in, because if we start praying over our lives and we start praying over what we're taking in and reading into our lives, the Spirit of God is actually going to water that seed, and it's going to bring life to the seed that we've planted. And our lives will be beautiful before the Lord, and I believe other people are going to see it. Other people are going to see the fruit, and they're going to be able to benefit from that fruit. And so really what we need to do is we need to start praying on a daily basis. We need to start allowing God to take our lives to the next level through our prayer life. So what is prayer? What is prayer? And again, if you're not a believer in Jesus, you could probably skip over this part, but I believe as writers, we need to be very, very intuitive and very connected to the Spirit of God. We need to be connected in our prayer life to God. Prayer is that deep communication we have with Him. Without prayer, we cannot communicate with God. And it's because of Jesus who died on the cross for us, because of Jesus, we are now able to come before God without any aid of a priest. We don't need somebody to pray for us. And as we begin to write for other people, we pour our heart and pour our soul out onto paper. Prayer, I believe, needs to be the center part of our lives. Why? Because what we are writing is something that is going to impart and impact somebody's life for eternity. It's going to impact somebody's life forever. And so if we're not praying and we're not pouring over our work with prayer, it's going to fail. It might be good stuff, but it will fail. And I think this is what the whole writing adventure stems from. Yes, reading the Word of God is important because it's a roadmap to our life, but I believe prayer is that deep heart of communication that we need. It's like OnStar. It deepens our sense of belonging and it builds our inner self. But we also have to read. We also have to make sure we're reading high quality content that we're imparting into our lives, something that we can take to heart. I recommend the Bible or another devotional book. But I believe whatever it is that you're reading, it's very important to read. It's very important to keep up the reading in our lives. You know, don't just try reading the Bible and not another book. I believe, read the Bible. You know, just try it out. You know, don't just read another book. Don't just read only the Bible. Read them both together. Read them separately. Come back to one. Go to the other. It really doesn't matter. But I encourage you to try reading. Read on a daily basis. And here's the fun thing. If you read 15 to 20 minutes a day, let's say you read the Bible. 15 minutes a day, you can read the whole Bible in a year. If you read 15 to 20 minutes a day, you can read about 2 books a month. 2 books a month. That's not hard. That's not a lot to ask. Without prayer, without reading, without them working cohesive together, our lives will falter. Prayer, I believe, is the water our lives need, and reading, and especially the Word of God, is the bread that we need for our lives. And so I think that's why the apostle who wrote the book of Acts was saying that the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and sharing of meals. They prayed together. They worshiped together in the same day, you know, in their homes. They praised God, enjoying the goodwill of all the people. You know, so they didn't just focus on the quality of the message, but they also took time to pray. They took time to read and devote themselves to the teaching that the apostles were giving. And then thirdly is we need to put an importance and a focus on community. So my church, if you were to come visit my church, the average person will arrive about 10 to 15 minutes late. So they've missed most of the music portion of the service. But I think if we're to live healthy lives, we need, whether, you know, late is one thing or another, but we need some sort of a community that is vitally important. I've had conversations with several people who believe an organized and institutionalized church on a Sunday morning is not what the doctor ordered. Well, for me, it is. The book of Acts, you know, we see that it's very institutionalized. We have one leader, we have elders, we have a finance holder. You know, life is happening within the church. Community is happening within the church. Life in the body was encouraged through a variety of small home meetings throughout the week, and then they attended the synagogues, the big services on a Sunday morning or on the Sabbath, as the Bible says. And I think the book of Acts, you know, it shows how important church really is. Mainly because it's focusing on the importance of community, focusing on the importance of to live a healthy, balanced life. We need to not only pray and read, but we need to have that communion with one another. You see, everything works together, and we can't do one without the other. So here's my question for you, and And you're probably thinking, man, you are just really preaching today. But that's okay. I'm a preacher, so it works for me. So if in our physical lives we eat, sleep, exercise, and work daily to maintain our earthly lives, why then should our spiritual life be any different? I don't think it should. You know, I think our jobs are important, but if they become more important than our fellowship with like-minded people, we're going to find ourselves stuck in a place that we wish we could avoid. And I think this is why this passage in the book of Acts is talking about how they devoted themselves to the apostles' doctrine. They've devoted themselves to fellowshipping with one another. Because being involved in a community is, I believe, one of the most important things that we can do in our lives. We are created to be devoted to each other. We're created to fellowship with one another. The Bible also says, do not forsake the fellowshipping of the assembly together with one another. So don't forsake meeting together. Don't forsake blending in together. And I think that's really what a blog is. That's what my online community is. We hang out online. We hang out together. And if you want to be part of my online community, I encourage you, go to jvsism.com/subscribe and join my community. I have an email list that you can be a part of, and I send free stuff periodically. I give you things that you can use to help take your message to the next level. Because I want your life to be successful. I want you to live in a perfect harmony. And coming back to our topic today, our relationship with God in prayer and reading and supplication with each other. If we do these things, we're going to have that perfect harmony. You know, we do this so that we can receive all that God has for us, because we don't want to miss out. And as communicators, we are leading and we are discipling those whom we're writing for. If we do these things on a regular basis, we're going to live our lives in a balanced way and live a healthy, spiritual, emotional life. That's what our lives should be about, is to communicate the message that's on our heart and develop a community around that message where that message is resonating with the people within the community. And if we can figure that piece out, we're going to be light years ahead of where a lot of other writers are. We want to work together. We want to communicate with one another. And we do that by talking. We do that by sharing our heart, by being open. And that's why I usually like to open each of these shows with just kind of a little bit of a personal story, personal struggle, or personal victory that I've had. Because I want you to relate to me, and I also want you to empathize, but I also want you to learn from my mistakes, learn from my victories, so that you can succeed in your family, your ministry, and your life. Because I was saying, there are times that I forget that I need to be praying. There's times I forget I need to be reading more than I am. There's times I forget, and especially this one, I need to have more community. Because if one of these things are out of balance, our whole life becomes out of balance. And I think that's probably why I've been feeling so inferior on jbsism.com lately, is because I feel like it's not working. It's not happening. Nothing is going the way I wanted it to. But you know what? We keep trucking on. We just ask ourselves, why am I doing what I'm doing? Oh, that's right. Because I have this individual that I'm coaching who is working on their fourth book and wanting to take their message to the next level. I'm working with a psychologist and doctor here in the Twin Cities, helping them start their own podcast, helping them take their message to the next level. I'm helping another author right now typeset and get their book ready for publication. That's why I do what I do. And when I put my mind back into that mindset, I say, okay, all these insecurities that I've been facing, all these insecurities that I've been having lately, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So I don't have to take a magic pill. I don't have to drink a potion to see a significant notice in my life. I just have to make sure that I'm focusing on quality content. I'm wanting to make sure I'm focusing on my own prayer life and my own reading life. And I'm wanting to focus on the importance of creating a community of like-minded people who are going after the same thing together. And that's getting their message heard. And so, if you've been in that same boat and you've been feeling like, I don't know, should I just hang up my blog and should I just kind of stop? I'm here to tell you, you don't have to. Because if you can find one person whom you've touched with your message, you're going to find that there are more people that you can touch with your message. And that, my friends, is what it's all about. That, my friends, is why we do our writing. That's why we write our books. That's why we write our blogs, is to help change people's lives. Well, my friends, this has been so much fun today. And if you got a lot out of today's episode, go to jbsism.com/099 and leave a comment for me and ask me a question. What is the one thing that you're struggling with right now? Answer that question in the show notes, jbsism.com/099. And my friends, next week when we come back, we're going to be hitting episode 100. And I can't believe we are already at the 100th episode mark for jbsism.com and the JB Sism Show. So that's going to be super, super exciting. Well, my friends, do me a favor, head over to iTunes in the Apple Podcast app and leave a rating and a review, and I will mention you on this show at some point. God bless. I will see you later. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. This has been the JB Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.